Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hey, this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast 125. Today, I'll be sharing with you three ways to pitch your value to attorneys. Anyone can read a medical record, right? Or can they? If everyone could read medical records, the attorney would not need somebody with a medical background to assist in understanding medical records. How do you pitch your value to attorneys about medical record analysis? There are three keys to medical record analysis. They are being able to interpret the information found in the records, to identify what's missing, and the knowledge to lead you to the missing information. You can pitch your value to attorneys by stressing the benefits of working with you. I'm not talking about the services you offer, I'm talking about the benefits. We know the attorney will clearly benefit from hiring a legal nurse consultant. How do you convince him or her of that? By virtue of your clinical nursing experience, you provide the attorney with a distinct advantage over a medical record review completed by a non-medical person. I can't count the number of times that attorneys, paralegals, or secretaries have told me, "I don't know if we received all the records we asked for." Here's how to pitch your value. You, the legal nurse consultant, have the knowledge and experience to translate information found in the records, to determine what information is missing, and to locate the missing information. Medical litigation is complex. Small but highly significant pieces of information can be overlooked with potentially disastrous results during discovery and trial. Don't let your adversary surprise you. Index medical records as you receive them. This will ultimately save time and maintain organization of the records. There is no established protocol for organizing and sequencing medical records, but it is imperative that all people on the same side of the litigation team have medical records that are indexed in the same manner. Medical treatment is provided in a chronological way. The medical records tell the story of the person's journey through the healthcare process. Records are frequently received from medical providers in the order they come off the copier, or were scanned, most often in reverse order. Many attorneys and paralegals organize records in the manner that they were received, if at all. Although some people prefer organizing medical records in reverse chronological order, using this method makes it difficult for the reviewer to grasp details of the care of how the case unfolded. You can talk about why you should be the person to organize medical records. Here's your marketing pitch. If presented with a disorderly copy of records, the nursing and medical experts will often reorganize the records in chronological order before starting the case review. Poorly organized records increase the frustration of the expert. That prolongs the review process. It increases the amount of the expert's invoice. Three things most attorneys would like to avoid. Organizing the records in a sequential fashion will help the story to unfold as it transpired. That's why the attorney needs you. It's your job to pitch your value to attorneys. Before I continue with the rest of the program, I want to introduce a new product I think you'll find very useful if you work with medical malpractice cases. An LNC with almost 20 years of experience sat down with me and shared her perspective based on working in a busy plaintiff medical malpractice firm. Rachel Aruda is the person who receives the calls from people when they contact the law firm with a medical malpractice or catastrophic injury case. She describes why people sue and what they must prove. Can the plaintiff take the doctor's license? Rachel shares the reality of pursuing a claim and the benefits of doing so. She even includes some advice on finding a new doctor or a hospital. You'll pick up useful tips when you purchase this program called Medical Malpractice from the Inside. Go to this link, http://lnc.tips/inside. That's http://lnc.tips/inside, and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. Now we return to the show. Let me focus on a subset of attorneys, the personal injury attorneys. There's a substantial number of attorneys who litigate personal injury cases who need your help. I see many LNCs marketing exclusively to medical malpractice attorneys, overlooking an even larger pool of attorneys who represent plaintiffs or defendants in personal injury cases. Frankly, your marketing materials that explain how you can identify standards of care leave the personal injury attorney thinking you're not talking to him. How do you help an attorney with a personal injury case? I remember hearing a long time ago that if you handle a medical malpractice case as an LNC, you can certainly help with a personal injury case. That's true. What do you need to help an attorney with a personal injury case? You need to be analytical, detail-oriented, and able to do research. These are the same skills that you need to help with a medical malpractice case, right? Here's what the personal injury attorneys often want to know. What were the plaintiff's injuries? What pre-existing conditions did the plaintiff have? Was the plaintiff involved in another similar injury before or after the one in litigation? Did the pre-existing conditions worsen after the injury? What were the consequences of the injuries? Were there complications? At what point did the plaintiff reach maximal medical improvement? What is the plaintiff's prognosis? Did the plaintiff cooperate with medical treatment? Your ability to pull out specific facts from the medical records is key. Your client wants to be informed of issues that you spot in the medical record. For example, did the plaintiff have drugs or alcohol in his system at the time of the injury? What did the plaintiff complain of after the injury? Was there a loss of consciousness? If this was a motor vehicle accident, was the plaintiff wearing a seatbelt? Your client may find different types of work product to be useful in helping to understand the medical issues. You might provide a timeline of key events, a medical summary, a chronology of care, tables that detail the medications the patient took, an analysis of injuries and complications, a medical literature search, and a summary. Above all, your client does not like to be surprised by information the client did not tell him or by knowledge his adversary has about the plaintiff. If there's damaging information in the medical records, it's your job to find it. You may be of immense help to an attorney handling a personal injury case. Use your analytical, detail-oriented skills to make that mound of medical records turn into a useful work product that will save your client time and increase his or her understanding of the case. If you're considering working with an LNC business coach, I would love to have a chat with you about my mentorship program. I can help you create a sure footing for your business and shortcut your learning process so that you can achieve success more quickly. Complete the questions at http://lnc.tips/need help, and let's get started. That link again is http://lnc.tips/need help. And be sure to check out the webinars and teleseminars and courses and books that we sell at LegalNurseBusiness.com. You can expand your LNC resources with our library of helpful programs and books. My coaching program is at LNCAcademy.com. That gives you information about how you can benefit from the program as we move you forward. And join us at LNCCEU.com for 2 webinars every month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. That's it for this week. Talk to you again next week. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.